Normally, at this time, the president of the board does not make any comments except present the diplomas, but this year, since it's a special occasion, this is the last year of a graduating class from Monroe High School, I'd like to make a few comments. The 80s has seen a great amount of change take place nationally, statewide, and it's even filtered down to the local communities, and our local schools have not been immune from these changes. The Rolfe school system in the last 13 years has gone through a tremendous amount of change. It affected these students, these graduates, directly and indirectly, but they've been a part of it, as you've heard from the two students. Never did I think when I moved, here 13 years ago, that I would see such a change take place in this small community. Some of the things that have happened directly in the school system I'd like to present to you very briefly. These are mainly numbers, but it tells you how many people have passed before these students who are graduating today and through the community. We've had 12 different board members on the board in the last 13 years. Well, that's good or bad, I don't know. Some people would say it's bad or good either way. We've had 4 superintendents. Now, these numbers include the people that are presently with us. We've had 8 elementary principals and high school principals. We've had 3 board secretaries, 5 secretaries of the school, 5 cooks, guys, yeah. And male, we've had 1 nurse. You hold the record. We've had 7 custodians in the school system, 14 bus drivers or more. Teachers, we've had 94 different faculty members in the school system in the last 13 years. We've shared sports with 3 different schools. As you've heard the graduates mention, we've changed about quite a bit. We've shared academics with 5 schools or more. About the time that I thought things would settle down as a board member, what else could happen? It did. We had the untimely death of Mr. Schrick. We had a case to go clear to the state Supreme Court, and many, many other changes that we've been through. I guess the positive side of this might be that these graduates have represented our school and our community as best as could be done. They have been outstanding. They have contributed to whatever program they were a part of and whatever school they were a part of. Change is always with us. It's something that goes on from the first day we're born. Next year, we will whole grade share high school with Pocahontas, and the Rolfe School will be known as the area middle school. And if you take the first letter of each one of those words, ironically, it spells Rams. Change is something we don't always like. It's sad and it's painful. But if we don't learn to adapt to it and look forward to the positive side, we will be left behind. And that's what we've tried to do, is look forward. It is a sad day in a sense that these are the last graduates from the Rolfe High School. But on the other hand, we have made decisions that we think will be the best for those classmates and those students to come. I hope that this graduating class, if they've learned anything in the last 13 years, that you must look ahead and prepare and adapt to change that is coming your way, for time will not wait on you. We hope that we have prepared you to go out now and get your real education. I hereby declare you to be graduates of the Rolfe Community School. The diploma now placed in your hand shall forever be the evidence.